This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Gwen and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Gwynn Jr.
First,
whoa!
I threw everybody off with that one.
Whoa!
Sorry.
What just happened?
And Chris Ello.
I think he's kind of a mouth.
Oh my gosh, what does that mean?
He just says a bunch of stuff that I don't agree with.
All right.
A mouth.
I'm going to move on from this as fast as possible.
Number two. It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Gwen and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And away we go with the happy hour. All right, let's do it. Final hour of Gwen and Chris on a Monday. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., in Los Angeles. About time. Padres and Dodgers play. Second series. Dodgers won last week's series. You may recall that. 2-1. And so it is. LA has a 3-game lead in the NL West. Of course, the Giants are ahead of the Padres as well. Padres are a game behind the Giants. Giants are idle tonight as they're allowing Rafael Devers to get comfortable with his new club before he goes to work with the Gigantes tomorrow. Look, can the Padres win 3 out of 4 in L.A.? Doesn't seem like it, right? I mean, for some reason, I don't think they can, but I hope they can. And if they can, they'd still only be a game out of first place. This is not the end-all series of the year. It's still mid-June. But it'd be pretty good to get out of there and get back home. Padres offense maybe showing some signs. And that's kind of I think that's the big takeaway from the weekend. I know Saturday night's loss was horrific. And I know a lot of you pretty much gave up the season. By the way, those of you who gave up the season, what are you doing? Like, what are you going to do tonight? Right? You gave up the season. There's no reason to watch Padre baseball. What do you got going tonight? Anybody? Like, it's June 14th. I'm done with this team. I'm done. They're done. They've quit. I've quit. I can't do it. I can't watch it. The manager doesn't know what he's doing. Nobody can hit. And we certainly never get a hit with a runner in scoring position. So, if you gave up on the team, all right. Send us a chat. Frank, you got the chat open there, don't you?
I do, yes.
Yeah, tell us what you're doing tonight. Tell us what you got planned for the evening. Tonight you can watch a little NBA. Okay, I'll give you that because there's NBA. But after this, there's really not going to be a whole lot to do. I mean, if you want to quit on the season, I get it, but there's still 3.5 months that you're going to have to find something to occupy your team at your time.
I got prep for our show tomorrow. That's what I got.
That's what you got tonight. Anyway, Padres and Dodgers. Otani is pitching tonight. That's a big deal. It's the first time he's ever pitched in Dodger blue. He's going to go one inning, maybe two, according to those in the know. We'll see what happens tonight. Hopefully the Padres don't even let him go one inning. Right, Frank? I mean, that's I'm thinking the total opposite here. The whole idea is for everybody to see Otani pitch tonight, and it's going to be the biggest deal in the world, and he's got to, you know, going to star and, you know, get everything rolling here. You know, Padres could put a, you know, little crimp in all of those plans. A little four-run first wouldn't hurt my feelings.
It would be nice to... Yes. To not see him get comfortable, to see him unsettled the entire time. But again, it's been a while since he's pitched. Yeah. Has it been 2 years since he's pitched?
I mean, can he honestly be that fine, that accurate? You wouldn't think so.
It depends. So there are some things I'm sure that he's probably tweaked a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that we probably haven't seen him change yet. So if that is the case, it could be a little bit of a different look out of Otani tonight.
Well,
throw him off. Who knows?
All right. We'll see. Game time, 7-10. Dylan Cease, who went 7 shutties with 11 Ks against the Dodgers last week, will try it again against the Blue Crew tonight. If you're just tuned in, the starting lineups are out for the ballgame. And Trenton Brooks called up yesterday to replace the concussed Jackson Merrill on the roster. Trenton Brooks gets his first start tonight in the DH spot. Padres have also brought Bryce Johnson back to the roster, outfielder, speedy outfielder. And Luis Campusano goes back down. I don't want to get back into it because I think we went over it enough. But what a waste of time that was to even bring him up. There had to be somebody you could have brought up that could have been more useful to the squad. There just had to be. But we've already gone through it enough, so I'm not going to keep going with that. Couple of baseball, quick things. Tampa Bay 2-0 over Baltimore in the second. Angels, Yankees, nothing in the fourth. Philadelphia, Trey Turner, leadoff home run. They lead Miami 2-1 in the fifth. The Rocks lead Washington 3-2. It's that fifth inning.
Yep.
Frank,
bottom
up there. College World Series, UCLA scored 3 in the first against LSU. LSU scored 4 in the first against UCLA. So they're rolling around already, 4-3 in the early going. Earlier today, if you missed this, Arkansas's Gage Wood, right-hander, threw a 19-strikeout no-hitter. Other than that, he had a rough day. He hit a batter.
Oh, no.
Yes, I know. Arkansas stayed alive with a 3-0 win over Murray State. And, Nick Canepa had a good point yesterday in his Sunday column. I read his Sunday column religiously in the UT. Nick's still my guy at the UT. And I appreciate him doing some fun stuff that I enjoy on the Sundays. But he said it yesterday. There's absolutely no reason why San Diego State shouldn't be great at baseball, like almost all the time. And then he finished it by saying, like Murray State is. You know what I mean? Like Murray State was in the World Series this year. So why can't San Diego State, be in the running? But anyhow, we digress. The big thing in sports to me over the weekend was J.J. Spahn's unbelievable performance and finish at the U.S. Open. San Dimas High School grad was not recruited to play college golf. Not recruited at all. Ended up here at San Diego State. By the time he was done with the Aztecs, he was the Mountain West Conference Player of the Year. But it didn't lead to, success right away. This guy is 34 years old now. So he's turned pro 10, 12 years ago. And so great for him to come through yesterday and not only win it, but win it just in incredible fashion. Those two shots, the drive on 17 and a 64.5-foot putt on 18. Those are shots that few who saw it, and I was among who saw it on TV, but I ain't going to forget those. Those were incredible. So good for J.J. Spahn. And the other news of the weekend, Rafael Devers traded to the Giants. He'll make his debut tomorrow. And Giants play the Red Sox this weekend in San Francisco. It'd be juicier if Major League Baseball could make a quick change and send that series to Boston. I don't believe they can pull that off, Frank.
No, no.
Would that be...
That's a next year thing.
Would that be asking too much for them to? Doesn't baseball have the what do they call it in football? Flex? Yeah. Can't they flex the game?
They flex times, not locations.
I know. They can't flex locations.
You're hoping for a hurricane, a tornado, and an earthquake in San Francisco all at the same time.
That makes them have to move the games to Boston. And frankly, I'm not going to root for that. That's probably a little too much.
Yeah.
NBA Finals Game 5 is tonight. It is 2-2. All the same people who said the Thunder were guaranteed to win this in four straight at the beginning are now convinced that the Thunder have already wrapped it up again. So, you know, if you want to believe them, go ahead. I think Indiana's going to stay right there. You know, we'll see how it turns out. I think both teams still have a good shot to win this thing. But you would never believe it by the experts in the NBA. Stephen A. Smith, I respect this guy a ton. He has gone to places where very few sports talk people have gone. I give him a lot of credit. I really respect what he does. But he's lost me on the NBA Finals. And I understand that he has to, you know, get clicks. But to come out before the series started, and he and everyone else, Legler on ESPN, all of the columnists on Windhorst on ESPN, another one, all the columnists I read on USA Today, wherever I read it, every single one of them said, not only are the Thunder going to win the series, the Pacers have no shot. They might be lucky to win a game. And furthermore, Oklahoma City is on its way to becoming one of the greatest teams in the history of the NBA. That was what was said before the series started. After Oklahoma City pulled out the win in Game 4 to barely stay alive Friday night, because they don't win that game, right? You know it's probably over. So they pull that game out. Stephen A. Smith and the rest of them are like, man, I can't believe they won that game. It was incredible. I'm like, what do you mean you can't believe it? You just called them the greatest team in the history of basketball. And now you're surprised they're winning a game?
Because
at least admit to when you were wrong. At least come out and say, hey, look, at the beginning of the series, I said they had no shot. Guess what? I was wrong. Indiana's given them a hell of a run. And maybe Oklahoma City isn't as great yet as I said they were. Then I respect you. But if you're going to just gloss over the fact that you told me they're the best team you've ever seen and then, you know, make comments like that later, I can't get behind that.
And I said it to you off air. It's just what this world has become.
Right,
it's not about being right anymore. It's about being
getting
cursed and getting engagement.
Getting a click.
That's all
yes.
it is.
Yeah, make sure everybody listens to me. So I have to say something outlandish. You know, this is just a good series is what it is. Three of the four games have come right down to the final minute. And Indiana executed in game one and in game three. And Oklahoma City got the better of it at the end of Game 4. Game 5 tonight, 2-2. And they're getting underway in about 15 minutes there. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. When we come back, we're going to talk more about NBA Finals Game number 5. Tony and I chatting about, are the refs really determining who's going to win this championship? If you know Tony and I, you know what our response to that question is, but find out for sure after traffic.
And this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris as we roll on this. It actually is a beautiful Monday. Southern Californians, we take it for granted. We should not. It is fantastic outside, and it'll be fun tonight, of course, in Los Angeles, Dodgers, Padres. Tony is there. We are here. And while game one of the Dodger-Padres series is going on, Tony, a lot of the basketball world will certainly be focusing, or maybe the sports world will be focusing on game five, the NBA Finals tonight. Back in OC, they're tied 2-2. And I got to say, first of all, I want to congratulate Oklahoma City on a really gutty win the other night. I've been on their case. You know, you've been on their case, talking about how they weren't all what they say they were. Look, they had their backs up against the wall.
They did.
They were down four. There's 2 minutes ago. And they made all the plays down the stretch. And the guy who made them mostly was SGA. And you know, so he could show me his MVP trophy and say, hey, that's why I got it. So I give them the credit they deserve for winning that game and getting this series back, because it was close to slipping away from them. But all anybody's talking about, and this is unfortunately normal for the NBA, Tony, all anybody's talking about is the officiating at the end of the game. And everybody, at least on social media, continues to show the play where SGA drove baseline or toward the baseline. His team down by a point with a minute and a half to go. He clearly, with his off arm, as I've been pointing out for 2 weeks, shoves away the defender. And he shoves the defender away in such a way that he puts himself off balance, picks up the ball, takes 3 steps backwards, and then makes the shot. And Scott Foster, the official, is right there. Now, we talked about, you know, SGA and his ability to, you know, I don't know, cross it or go right up to the line and not always cross it. I thought this one certainly crossed it. So did a lot of fans. But what should we be doing, if anything? And why does the NBA have this? They have this problem where people think the games are fixed, even when we know how silly that all is.
Listen, the NBA can't do nothing with stupidity, you know, in terms of the fixed thing. I think we all know that it's not fixed. Like, there's just too many moving pieces for
right.
it to be fixed. Can a single body, we've learned, can definitely do that. It definitely can happen. But to say the entire game is fixed and to know that they would get that moment to fix it.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just stupid on all levels.
Let's get to Scott Foster, because he's going to be the guy standing there at the pivotal moment.
Yeah, no doubt. Listen, the reality is, and nobody's going to want to hear this, is that we don't have AI doing the games. And they're going to miss some calls, even the ones that are right in front of them. It happens every day in baseball. Ball is literally coming at them, and they miss balls and strikes all the time. I saw it. You saw it. We also got to see it in slow-mo about a billion times to only reaffirm
right.
what we saw, right? In real time, and Chris, you can speak to this better than me.
That's right.
You can miss it. It could go right across your face, and you just miss it. And I'm sure under those type of intense times, it can happen. It's not what we want. It certainly should have been an offensive foul, in my opinion. But that's as far as it needs to go. It's a missed call. I don't think Scott Foster was high-fiving after the game. Like, we got him on that one, man. That one came right across my face, and I pretended like I didn't see it, man. That was great. What?
Beautiful.
I don't think that's happening.
Making the big money, guys. I missed those calls.
He missed the call.
Yeah,
I think that's it.
And the thing, though, that I'm not, again, you're right, Tony, and I'm not worried about missing a call. What bothers me is that every time there's a call, everybody goes to this whole NBA is fixed thing. Even Rick Carlisle came out and said, would you all stop it? And he lost the game. But he's like, Scott Foster is an unbelievable official. He makes 150 calls a night. And, you know, whether that was missed or not doesn't really matter. He does a great job. We got to find a way to win the game. So stop it. So the coaches are telling us to stop it, but we still want to only focus on that. And it's really a shame because it's taking away, again, from a really good series, one that people didn't think was going to be really good. Well, guess what? Three of the four games have come right down to the last second. I think it's been pretty darn good at basketball.
It's probably the first series that these games have been this close, all of them.
Yeah.
Or three of the four. So,
yeah, it's been really good. So
it has.
You know, we'll see what happens tonight. I think most people think Oklahoma City now with the home court is, you know, back in control. But I would not, don't put it past old Halliburton. He could still come up with something crazy. I just hope, I just wish one time. I mean, it goes back, you know, Jordan still pushed off on Brian Russell in the 1998
right.
Game 6.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, that's almost 20 or almost 30 years ago now. They're still complaining about that. It would be great if an NBA game could be won, if a championship could be won, and they just credit the team that won instead of blaming the officials, who, by the way, as we point out a million times, Tony, make thousands of calls during the course of a game, and right. they want to highlight one at the very end, and that's just right. not right. So
listen, that also doesn't mean that a ref can't have a bad night where he
that's true too.
Multiple calls, it happens. It happens to players. It happens to officials. I know we get all in our feels that they messing up my bet or they somehow are making money off of this. It's ridiculous. I'm not saying it doesn't happen or it hasn't happened, but it's not happening like everybody thinks it's happening.
For some reason, football and NBA get it the worst, you know, where people think that the Chiefs never won a playoff game, by the way, in their three Super Bowl seasons.
The
refs won every one of those for the Chiefs. It's incredible.
Football is even more hilarious to me because those dudes are literally having car crashes. You think they are just out there fixing games so they can run into each other like this? There's just so many things that it's just questioned what our thinking sometimes.
I was one more thing on the NBA finals because I think it has been really good and on the officiating and the whole thing. I just let these guys, you know, go out and enjoy the game. We seem to have this desire to not enjoy when something is really good right in front of us. And, you know, that's just a general theme in overall in these team sports. And we're seeing a really good NBA finals. So stop trying to make it a bad one. I mean, just enjoy it. It's been good. I hope it goes seven. I think it really can go seven. And if you lost your bet at the end and you had Indiana, blame Halliburton for taking a three-quarter court shot at the buzzer when he could have run it under for a free layup and gotten under the point spread. If you bet on that, you're stupid. Don't blame the Pacers or anybody else for that. But, the spread was 6.5, and OKC won by 7 in game in Game 4. All right, Game 5 is tonight. We'll see how that goes. Of course, Tony will be at the baseball. We'll probably be flipping back and forth here as we continue on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In pieces that are CBS Sports guys, Zach yelled on that one. Yeah, maybe the Red Sox didn't get enough for Rafael Devers, or maybe they did. I just find it funny that got to throw a Nico Harrison reference in there. Forever, ever, ever, the Dallas GM is stupid. Yeah, I still don't think he's that dumb. I might be I'm probably in the minority, but still think Anthony Davis, you know, with now the number one pick coming in, they can convince Kyrie to stay. I think Dallas can still have something. And the one thing with Luka Doncic, as great as he is offensively, and I think he is great, I love to watch him. I don't think he's ever going to be, you know, chiseled. I don't think Luka's ever going to be that committed. And I know for a fact, defensively, he's never going to be anywhere close to some of the best Lakers of all time. Just not going to happen. So you Laker fans, you got Luka, you got your billboard, you got your guy to build around. He's incredible. But Dallas traded him because they didn't think he was ever going to play defense or be able to be any good at it. And if you go back to the playoffs last year, he was like basically, what do they call the revolving door, I think they call that.
Basically, turnstile.
Turnstile. Thank you. That's what it was. He kind of would stand there, then he'd kind of turn around as the guy went right by him. And that happened time and time and time and time. And teams started just picking on it.
Yeah.
It was like too easy. He's a great offensive skilled player. I can't take that away, but there's more to the game, at least in my mind. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're absolutely right.
So anyway, Lakers, you got Luka, and you know, I think the trade favored the Lakers, But to just say that the Dallas guy's a nincompoop and compare him to every stupid trade ever made, I don't think is fair. And I think a lot of it is because the Dallas people, the fans, were so livid to lose, you know, Luka, that they hung this Nico Harrison guy in effigy and whatnot down there.
I think fuming is a little bit of an understatement, that they were mad about it. That's an understatement.
Yeah, they were going crazy. They were setting fires in the streets. Yikes. Okay. Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. We got one final lengthy segment here ahead of the Padre pregame show. Padres and Dodgers tonight. We'll see Trenton Brooks. He'll make his Padre debut, batting in the number 7 spot, DH in this evening. Good luck to Trenton. He had 25 at-bats last year with San Francisco. He takes the spot of Jackson Merrill, who was put on the concussion list for a 7-day spell. That Jackson Merrill injury is weird to me. Some doctor could explain it to me better, but I don't. You know, he tagged him on the head. There was some force.
Looked like he jammed his helmet in there. Neck down.
It was weird.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah. The most interesting thing to me in the whole play was that for some reason, Dr. Ketel Marte knew right away that something was wrong.
Yes, because you could feel like when you hit somebody that hard, and could feel like their neck jolt and jam. You can feel that.
Yeah, Ketel Marte was like, "Oh no, something really bad just happened."
Yeah.
So anyway, Merrill hopefully is back, you know, at the end of the week. But you got Tyler Wade in center field tonight. And that opens up the DH spot for Trenton Brooks to make his Padre debut. Shohei Ohtani starts for the Dodgers. How long will he pitch tonight in his first pitching outing in a couple of years anyway? The rest of the Dodger lineup's pretty much what it normally is. I mentioned this last week when they came here. On paper, the Dodgers are better. I'm sorry, you don't want me to say it, but they have Tommy Edman batting 9th. Are you kidding me? The Padres putting somebody of that caliber in the 9 hole? You know, they're not, right?
That's what happens when you have a loaded lineup.
God, Tommy Edman bats 9th tonight. Andy Pajes is 7th. Anyway, Dodgers are tough. They took 2 out of 3 last week. We'll see if the Padres can't return the favor. It is a 4-game series. The Dodgers do not have a starting pitcher listed for either of the next 2 games.
No, they do not. If you would look at their options as far as that's concerned. Oh, let me get back to it. There it is.
Well, they got Kasperius, right?
Kasperius.
Maybe you can start one of them.
Clayton Kershaw, Dustin May, Robleski.
I don't think it'll be
in that.
Well, May pitched yesterday,
okay, so
I don't think he's in the hunt. Clayton Kershaw might be one, but we'll see what the Dodgers do. You know, Dave Roberts, I think, and I'm a fan. I know that we're not allowed, but I'm still a fan. He's a San Diego guy. I think he's a good dude. But I also think that Dave Roberts just has to do a lot of that gamesmanship thing.
Well, it also doesn't help that your entire starting rotation plus 3 more are hurt.
It doesn't, but he still could, you know, he's just trying to toy with everybody. And it's like, enough already. You know, you're not splitting the atom here. Tell us who your pitcher is. It's not going to change the world. Oh, no. Oh, God, no. This is a national secret. We cannot tell you who's pitching tomorrow and Wednesday. Okay, fine.
Padres have a national secret for Thursday.
We don't have a pitcher listed for Thursday. National. We have our own national secret.
Right. All right. That's Ryan Burgert's spot in the rotation. But
I thought Burgert looked pretty good Saturday night. Made one bad pitch, but Eugenio Suarez has hit a lot of pitches over the fence this year. Other than that, what did he strike out? 8 or 9 guys?
I think so. Yeah.
He was you know, smoking them in there pretty good.
See,
we know he wasn't the reason they lost that game Saturday night.
He struck out 8, walked 2 in 90 pitches.
Looked good.
Matt Waldron reportedly looked pretty good.
So maybe he's ready to come up.
Yeah, that could be it.
Or maybe it'll be Yu Darvish. Nope, he was put on the 60-day IL today. Transferred to the 60-day IL. Sorry?
About that.
Yeah. Yeah, you will not be pitching Thursday or probably anytime soon, unfortunately. That's just the way that continues to go for the Friars. J.J. Spahn, we've talked about him quite a bit today. You know, I just want to repeat a couple of things. Number one, Ryan Donovan, who's also been on our show, is the head golf coach at San Diego State. And even Ryan Donovan remembers, in talking about J.J. Spahn, quote, "I didn't even give him a scholarship. Like, I just offered him a spot on the team and said, see if you can get better." This is where J.J. Spahn came from, right? Yep. Out of high school, nobody really recruited him. Comes to San Diego State. The coach says, all right, but I can't even give you a scholarship. That's how much I think of you at this moment. And, you know, Ryan Donovan's a pretty smart guy. He knows his golf pretty well. And I think Ryan Donovan, I would imagine, gets a lot of the credit for helping J.J. Spahn become what he's become during his career at San Diego State, which ended in 2012 as the Mountain West Conference's Player of the Year. But now 13 years into his career, he wins that U.S. Open in dramatic fashion yesterday. One of the highlights of the year for me. I've had three highlights this year, Frank, already, and it's June, so I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's solid.
Yesterday, leaping off the couch at least twice, maybe three times for J.J. Spahn. That was, and I don't do that, but it was too exciting. Two was the tennis a week ago. 5.5 hours, the level of play between Alcaraz and Sinner, off the charts. That's what sports is all about. And then the first one is just my own one that you wouldn't get. But being there when the Aztec women's team beat UNLV and then took that triple overtime win over Wyoming to win the conference championship in February or March, that was exciting to be part of that with those kids. So I've had three really good ones so far this year. I hope maybe I left room for the Padres to sneak a couple of those moments in the second half.
Yeah, the cutting down the net, I'm sure, for you was unbelievable.
Yeah, I like cutting down the net, but they did it. I was just there to be, you know, watch it and kind of enjoy it. But that was fun. Couple of other quick stories that I don't think we've touched on. We've touched on as many different things as we could. The Arkansas kid threw the no-hitter today with 19 strikeouts. First World Series no-hitter in 65 years. So that was quite the performance. Tonight it's 5-3 LSU, and they're in a rain delay in Omaha. Game 5 of the NBA Finals is underway. First quarter just started. 13-12. Oklahoma State leads. We did have... this is for you, Frank.
Okay.
All right. Ron Taylor. That's right. I said it. Ron Taylor, right-handed pitcher, pitched for the Padres, believe it or not, for a year in 1972. But prior to that, he pitched for the New York Miracle Mets of 1969. He led your team, Frank, with 59 appearances that year. He had 13 saves. He also saved Game 2 of the World Series. So he passed on today at the age of 87. I don't necessarily owe him a tip of the cap, but I think you do.
He was a workhorse, and I remember every game
you
he pitched.
You don't remember. You've never even heard of him. Of course you haven't. It was well before your time. But as a Met fan, I think
enjoyed
you ought
watching
to,
him pitch.
Yeah, I think you ought
on
to take
any
him.
Any given other day.
Right. Yeah, I just think you ought to give him a moment. You know, that's all. You don't have to go overboard on this. But he passed on today at the age of 87, and he was a member of one of your championship squads.
Yes.
I think that there's something to that. I'm not quite sure what. Do you have anything that's on your mind, Frank?
I got a lot of things that are on my mind. Nothing that...
nothing sports related?
Yeah, no. Nothing a therapist wouldn't be thrilled to hear about. Just looking through, I'm interested with this Padre lineup tonight, just with what we've seen over these last couple of weeks.
Right. Can we build on that?
Yeah, exactly. It it's Sheets and left is a little bit interesting, especially now that you have Lockridge that, well, still here. Now you have Bryce Johnson that's here. You had, I'm sure he probably made the trip yesterday, so he's probably there.
So it's, you think, well, defensively they'd be better there, but they want the bat.
Yeah.
And so they're giving Trenton Brooks a shot at DH tonight. Look, Sheets has not been challenged in the last couple of games in left field, but I'm going to stand by what I said. And if I turn out to be wrong and Gavin Sheets wins the Gold Glove someday, I'll admit it. But I think it's a bit irresponsible to put him out there.
I agree.
And I only say that because if he runs into the wall and we miss him for 2 months, that could be a huge blow to us. And Gavin is the kind of guy that is going to sell out. And he's not very smooth in left field. It's okay. You know, not everybody's good at everything, and that's okay. But for now, he's doing what he has to do, and I commend him for it. It's the exact opposite of Devers, who said, you know, he didn't want to look bad playing first base. Gavin Sheets could say, I don't want to look bad playing left field, but he's not. He's going out there.
But he also
I appreciate that.
He's also not one of those guys. He's not on that level of a Rafael Devers where they are going to find a way to work him into
the
lineup.
They're not going to give in to Gavin Sheets. Right. Gavin Sheets is still in a prove it stage, but he's been proven it all year. So I give him a lot of credit for this. Man, he's been fabulous. And I just hope Tatis can build on the four hits.
Yeah.
Yesterday, he had 8 hits in the weekend, so it's 2-2-4. You know, hopefully Fernando, has a big week. They're going to need it here in L.A. I was encouraged by Bogarts and Cronenworth delivering the first 3 runs of that game yesterday. I don't expect those two guys to be 100 RBI guys, okay, but they have to give you something. They can't just bat 5th and 6th and not produce anything. Cronenworth only got 17 RBIs. I know he missed some time, but 17 is not great for a middle-of-the-order hitter. Bogarts, I think, has 22.
25.
He's up to 25. But, Xander hasn't had the slug. Because, really, there isn't a whole lot else. I'm a little surprised. I'll be honest. I don't know what, but they love Maldonado. They absolutely love him.
Yeah.
And if you were ever going to give Elias Diaz another game, it would seem coming off yesterday would be a pretty good time. He had a double and a homer.
Well,
and they got a veteran pitching tonight in Cease. Usually I understand Maldonado pitching because they like him to catch the younger guys because he's Maldonado. But I thought Diaz would play tonight.
He's been doing it all year, though. Matching the catchers with the pitchers, so it's whatever you feel.
I don't know
whichever
what he matches.
Catcher you feel more comfortable with.
Yes, I know he's been doing it all year, but there's no methodology to it.
Sometimes you don't need to have it. Sometimes it's just okay. I'm Dylan Cease. Okay, I feel more comfortable with Maldonado.
Maldonado,
so that's who you go with.
Maldonado to me has got to be even better defensively than he is because he doesn't give you anything else. And I haven't seen him be great defensively this year. I think his best defensive days are behind him. He's average. But where he's not average is stuff that I can't see and you can't see.
Right.
And that is his, handling of the game, calling pitches, knowledge, those things. That's where the coaching staff thinks he is off the charts. I mean, they, don't ever ask, Mike Shildt why Maldonado's playing. He'll give you like an earful for that question. So, yesterday, great moment in the game. I mentioned it with Tony earlier, but I'm going to bring it up to you again in case it happens. Fernando on first, gets a great jump, would have had second base stolen easily, and Arise, what is he doing? Swinging the bat! Well, maybe doubling down the line into the corner bringing in the run. I just loved that moment. Because of how angry everybody was last week when Arise swung on a play where and everybody's like, he's got to let him run there. Doesn't he understand baseball? Doesn't he know what he's doing? He's got to let him run because he can't hit, and he's got to let him go. He's got to know that he got a good jump. He's got to take the pitch. He always takes the pitch. Anyway, why didn't he take that one? And then Fernando steals, and then you're good to go because now Arise will get a single, and he'll, you know, tie it up, et cetera. Well, this is why Arise swings, because the ball's right there where he thinks he can crush it. And last week, he flied out. Yep. This time, he got the run in. Wonderful. Good job. Frank and I are both looking at the screen because the Rockies have just pulled off some heroics here. A home run. Was it Goodman again?
Yes, it was.
Wow. Second of the night for Hunter Goodman. This guy's becoming something out here. Rockies tie the Nationals 4-4 in the ninth.
I think
it's not a game anybody necessarily cares about, except for the fact that the Rockies are kind of historically bad to this point.
I think it's something we can revel while we let the people listen to some traffic report.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, we're going to finish up with this. Because tonight Ohtani is starting. And that's the big news in all of baseball. And, you know, maybe even as big or not bigger than the NBA Finals. So, hey, Ohtani is pitching.
Are we giving Scrappy a nod here? Is that what we're doing?
We're finishing with this.
We had the same exact thought.
Earlier today, former interpreter for the Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani, Ipe Mizuhara, reported to jail. Yep, that's right. Ipe Mizuhara, 40 years old, ordered to surrender to federal authorities by Monday. Today was his last chance to do it. He showed up. He's in custody now at the Federal Correctional Institute in Allenwood in Pennsylvania. It's a low security facility. So if you want to break in and go see him and say hello, you might be able to get in.
I don't think that's how
it's
works.
It's not that low security.
No.
They don't just let you in.
No, I think it's for low risk inmates.
Low risk inmates. Okay, thank you. Anyway, Ipe, 57 months. I don't know how much he'll end up serving, but he stole. Do you know how much money he stole from Ohtani?
Well, like $30 million, was it?
Oh, $17 million. Now, according to Scraby, he didn't steal any. According to Scraby, Ohtani spent all this money and Ipe just took the fall for it. That's according to our sources.
Our most recent conscrabacy.
Name that conscrabacy. Anyway, and Scraby thinks, and I love this, Scraby thinks that Ipe only reported to jail, or no, let me start again. Scraby thinks that Ohtani is only starting tonight. So, and he and Dave Roberts got together with the Dodger organization, according to Scraby, organized Ohtani starting tonight as a cover, as a shield, so that Ipe could quietly slip into jail without anybody noticing it. Scraby, you are unbelievable, honestly, the things that you think you believe. Anyway.
Isn't that
what?
I don't quite understand. So you're taking the heat off of the guy who stole money from you.
Yeah, but he didn't, according to Scraby.
You allegedly want no...
Understand that Ipe didn't steal a dime from Shohei, according to Scraby. Ipe took the fall for Shohei, and Shohei lost all the money gambling. Ipe took the fall, and what Shohei is doing by pitching tonight is only a bit of a payback to his friend Ipe by covering and taking all the media attention while Ipe can quietly slip into jail and serve the time that, according to Scraby, Shohei should be serving. I wish Scraby were here so he could tell me if that's correct or not, but I think it is.
I'm sure he'll tell you tomorrow. It's 57 months.
Right. So that's 5 years, right? 60 months is 5 years. So
more or less.
Little almost 5 years. Probably serves 2.5 unless he's doing some, you know, other shenanigans.
It's a low security prison. I don't think he's going to be running any gambling rings.
Any gambling rings in there? Why not? What else do they do?
I again, if you're Ohtani, and it does kind of lend to the conscravacy.
Oh, it's all conscravacy. Yeah, that, I love it.
How do you not notice $17 million go missing from your bank account? Like, how do you not
necessarily speak to that?
I notice when 17 cents goes missing from my account.
I can't speak to that, yeah, because I only have $11 million in my account. So I don't know what would happen if $17 million were to be gone. But I think people like Shohei. I think a lot of them. I remember a story about Steve Young, the old quarterback for the 49ers. And somebody went to do an interview with him. I think it was Sports Illustrated or, you know, one of those things. Big takeout article. And a guy walked in and they sat down and they're sitting there talking. And the guy looks over and he sees a check on the coffee table, the end table there. And he kind of peeking. I think Steve Young had gone off to get some iced tea or something. He's kind of looking over and he goes, sees it. It's a check from the 49ers made out to Steve Young for $1.4 million or something like this. It was a paycheck or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And the guy was like, couldn't believe it. Like, who would not, you know, immediately deposit a $1.5 million check? But Steve Young was, you know, I'll get it next week or whatever.
Yeah, I'll be all right.
So I think that's similar to Shohei with the 17 mil. I think you get so much money. It's coming from so many different places and so many different people that you're not quite sure and you just don't even really pay attention anymore. I think that's how it can happen is what I'm saying.
I understand. It's just so weird to not notice that much money go missing.
Yeah.
Like somebody, I'm sure he at some point has an accountant. Like there's somebody somewhere going, well, hey, listen, bud, we got some stuff missing here.
Well, I think Ipe was kind of the guy that he put in charge of his money, even though Ipe wasn't an accountant of any kind.
It's like putting a raccoon in charge of guarding the trash. Like it's not gonna work.
Let's at least be 100% honest here. In the smart category, on this one anyway, Ohtani does not rank very high.
No,
not at all. You got to say that at the very least. Ohtani does not rank high. Anyway, happy prison time, Ipe. We'll see when you get out. All right, we got another minute left, and it is
we got to do the ID. To get to, yes.
And then I got more good news for Scraby on the other side of the ID. For Scraby, again, the world just keeps getting better and better by the minute. La Costa Canyon, former star Mickey Moniak, hits his second. Oh, no, he had a triple earlier. He homers here in the ninth.
Oh, wow.
Two-run shot. The Rockies have gone ahead of Washington 6-4. Hunter Goodman hit two homers, including the tying home run earlier in the ninth inning. So the Rockies could be on their way to a rare win there. Phillies lead the Marlins 3-1. They're late in that one, bottom of the eighth. Angels and Yankees scoreless in the eighth. Giancarlo Stanton has made his debut 1-for-3 so far in this game. Tampa Bay leads Baltimore 7-1. The Orioles continue to just kind of be
underachieve.
Puzzling. The Lowe and Lau brothers for Tampa Bay. Josh Lowe has homered, as has Brandon Lau. And, of course, both names are spelled the same. So you go figure all that out. Baltimore's got to be the most underachieving team in baseball, do they not? Is there anyone with them?
Easily.
Yeah, right? They're 30-40. They're 10 games under .500.
They're fighting for a division last year, were they not?
They have been the last two or three years.
Yeah.
And they're young, right? They were young, getting better, supposedly. I think the Braves are a disappointment. But they have a few excuses.
Yeah, they had injuries.
Ton of injuries, for sure.
Baltimore did not have.
No, agreed. I think those are the only two. Baseball's pretty on point this year. If you go back to preseason picks, the teams that were supposed to be bad are all pretty bad, and the teams that are supposed to be good are all pretty good.
Some of them, won't mention any names, but are a little bit worse than people thought they were going to be.
The Rockies may get you by the time it's over. Who knows? Maybe they're starting to turn the corner. It's possible. We'll see. I think, you know, one of the surprising teams of the year, if I had to rank a most surprising team in baseball, I'd have to go with the Giants. Did not expect them to be 10 games over 500. I mean, you know, I expected, you know, fourth place is what I expected. So I think most people did. Do you think? No. Would you be a bigger surprise?
It would have been a close fourth place because remember, we were talking a lot if the Braves or if the Mets couldn't catch the Phillies.
That the West could get all the wild cards.
That the West was going to get all three. So I don't know if you could call the Giants.
If you don't go with the Giants, is there a single team out there that has a bunch more wins than we thought they'd
probably
have?
Probably Milwaukee.
Well, again, but to me, they're similar to the Giants. Milwaukee won the division last year.
But you didn't expect them. Everyone had them down this year. No one expected them to be competitive this year.
Everybody was wrong. And you know what? It's okay to admit when you're wrong, Stephen A. Smith. First quarter, Oklahoma City 23, Indiana 17. That's the latest on Game 5. For the latest on Padres-Dodgers, stick around. Sam Levitt's pregame show is next. Thank you, Frank, for sitting in nicely, as always. Tony and I are back tomorrow at 2 o'clock on 97.3 The Fan. Adios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.